a big praise report, and I could just spend some time, and maybe I will someday, but the Lord is so good. Amen. And so just my testimony, my praise report, you know, for me, it's been an interesting season work-wise. I've had a few unexpected twists and turns for me, but the Lord's been so good through it all. Amen. And so anyway, I'll be starting a new job here in about a week and a half. Really exciting. Neat. Again, I could spend a bit more time on this, but just seeing the Lord's hand in it, going before and working everything out. Just really quite wonderful, quite awesome. So, again, praise the Lord. He's good. He's faithful. And, you know, through everything, he's kept me, he's provided, he's sustained me, he's guided. He's just amazing. So, Lord is very, very good. And, you know, it made me realize, and just thinking about this, I've thought of this many times, but I wouldn't say, be careful what you ask for, because, you know, you pray and you ask in abundance. The Lord, the scripture tells us that. But we should be more mindful, I think, sometimes that the Lord will answer, of course, in his way, in his time. And sometimes it's a real mystery. And what I mean is, let me just give you an example. How many have said, Lord, I need more wisdom. Give me wisdom. And that's so true. I think we all ask for that every single day. And realist, you know, maybe what's probably in our mind is this beam of light that comes down and boom, we've got more wisdom. Poof, just like that. And I think sometimes that's true. Sometimes in that moment, he's just there and he gives you what you need. But what if he takes you through the darkest, hardest trial? And that's his way of giving you more wisdom, more of himself, a closer walk. Thank you, Lord. So he does and knows all things perfectly. So just hold his hand. So again, just thank the Lord for his goodness and his faithfulness. And so kind of actually, with that in mind, a little bit what I want to share tonight. Twice now, I've had something on my heart that I wanted to get into, and twice now he's redirected me. So here we go. We all set with the slides, Philip, or we'll give him a second. So yeah, the last time I'd shared on just the present faithful God, and didn't plan on this at all, but kind of continuing with a similar thought tonight. So this time, we'll pick that up a little bit and present sovereign God. And it's good for us to, I think, just meditate, remind ourselves of these things. And very, very, very easy when it's smooth sailing and everything makes sense. Ah, yes. Present faithful God. Amen. And so, you know, just look into yourself tonight and you know, as we're going through this, what in your life? Yeah. We're getting there. Oh, and please add to it, because I've got my my slide, but you know, again, just look into your own heart tonight and pray the Lord will minister. And you think deep down inside, what inside me, what around me, what am I going through that I don't like? Not easy, not fun. I didn't choose. I don't want. Doesn't make sense. And I'm wrestling with. And maybe this will help us, help you, help me. So, all right. So let's get started. Maybe we'll start off with the first slide. If you stand, we'll kind of, if this is, there we go. We'll read this for the opening. And so I want to just start with the present aspect. We'll just spend a minute there and then move on. But this is rich, and I pray, Liz, we go through each one of these, just savor these, please. Chew on it. Don't just take a bite and swallow. Let's chew on this for a little bit. For what nation is there so great? So great. Not just great. That so is in there for a reason. So great. Who hath God so nigh? Not just nigh. So nigh. Unto all them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for. Amen. You can be seated. Looks like I need to maybe pick a different font for my slides. I'm not sure. Anyway, thank you, Philip. So we'll go through a few of these and then we'll get into the sovereign piece. But I love these. Isaiah 12:6, cry out and shout. Ooh, sounds like rejoicing. That sounds like victory to me. Why? Thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. You know, we get in so much trouble when we begin to stop and question, is God with me? Is he here? Is he in control? We have confidence. We rest in that reality, his word and his promise. He says, I am with you. Great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of you. Zechariah 2:10, sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for lo, I come and will dwell in the midst of thee, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. And Zephaniah, we know this one well, but this is so beautiful. Zephaniah 3:17, the Lord thy God is where? He's in the midst of thee. He is with you. We must be conscious of that at all times. He is with, he is near, he's around you, he's surrounding you. He is in control. He is ordering, he is directing, he knows every path that we take. He will save thee. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. Amen. Don't you love that? Okay. Again, present. He's present. He's sovereign. So what does sovereign mean? Everybody, anybody? Anybody can, I won't pick on the young people, but young people are welcome. Old people are welcome. Anybody in between. This is just Noah Webster's dictionary. I like this though. Supreme in power, possessing supreme dominion. And in parentheses, this is me, supreme purpose, supreme love, supreme wisdom. So, you know, if we can just grasp that in our little teeny pea brains sometimes, to remember these things, that how much does he know? How much does he care? How much is he in control? Completely. More than we will ever know or understand. I love this. And so we'll just get into this is really basic. This is just a simple Bible study tonight. Really, we're just going to go through scripture after scripture. And again, I hope this kind of reinforces that reality and puts us to rest. Because again, I think one of the devil's biggest tactics is to just get this guy going. Worry, worry. What if, what about, what questions. And he's saying, rest in me, rest in my love, rest in my wisdom. I am sovereign. I am in control. I'm with you. Present, sovereign God. Amen. I hope it's a blessing. I love the prophet in so many of these things. Modern events made clear by prophecy. He says, now the events we see taking place, it's just absolutely showed in the Bible. Of every age, we think we're all out of cater, but we're not. Everything's moving just exactly with God's word. So, you know, the natural senses, the natural, you know, this outside world, we get upset, I think, just simply looking and observing, seeing what we're seeing in the world around us, and it's easy to get that sense, that feeling that, wow, something's wrong, something's not right. Look up. Okay? Keep your eyes on him. the message. Job didn't have to sit down and think it all over how it would be. He was God. Here we go. Infinite. He knowed how it would be. He had in his great heart how he would bring all this about. And then if he knew, foreknew the church, foreknew Christ, foreknew the plan, and set it all in order. There you go. And the world turning around and you being dead to yourself, dead in Christ and alive, and you, and after you're dead to yourself, alive in Christ, God's working all things together. All things together for the good of them that love him. And how can you lose? You just can't lose. There's no way of losing. And so just savor these things, chew on it, digest it, bring it in and come to rest. You can't, I love that, you can't lose. There's no way losing. Again, so let's just meditate on these things together. To think of his great, magnificent, sovereign grace, wisdom, how much he's in control. Oh, I can't wait to get keep going here. So, David and, that one got cut off. So this is in 1 Chronicles 29:10, that top one. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation and said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. A-L-L. And in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand is to make great and to give strength unto all. Look up, look up, look away from this world. Forget that everything that doesn't make sense, he knows, he's in control, he sees it. The all-seeing, all-knowing Jehovah, rest in him, he's with us. Okay, so next I want to go, just, this is beautiful, this is a from Spoken Word, is the original seed, and I love this. This is very, very, very familiar to us, but I have a little bit of a twist here. So let's start with the first part. How many recognize this? This is just tremendous. Notice what a harmony. Jesus never did anything until seen of the Father, where the Father showed him first. Harmony between God and Christ. See John 5:19. Amen. So will the bride, and he shows her his word of life. He shows her and she receives it. She never doubts it. Nothing can harm her. Nothing can harm her, not even death. For if the seed be planted, the water will raise it up again. Amen. Here's the secret. The word is in the bride and the mind of Christ to know what he wants done with the word, and she does it in his name. She has, thus saith the Lord. Okay, now. Eyes up here, devices down, no cheating. Does anybody know what comes next? I think we all know this. I mean, I was astonished myself. I love this, and I feel like we almost know this by heart. But does anybody know the last sentence in this quote? It just kind of shocked me. It was beautiful, and I thought it just tied in so perfectly. No? You do? Charity knows? Okay. Wonderful. If anybody knows, I think, you know, she has thus saith the Lord, and I think we kind of have stopped there so much. But what comes next? Then it is germatized. So the Holy Spirit waters it until it has grown and serves its purpose. Until it serves its purpose. So look at the Holy Spirit brooding over his word, brooding over his people. And again, this is beautiful, all of it. But I've missed that. And you just see again that beautiful sovereignty of God, that supreme power, supreme wisdom, supreme everything, watching over his word, watching over you, watering it till it's grown and serves its purpose. It cannot fail. That's why he says you can't fail. There's no losing. Wow. I don't know about you, but I kind of feel relaxed a little bit reading some of these things. Brings rest, Brings such peace. Amen. Let's keep going. So this is, I'm so sorry. I'm not doing well with the slides, guys. You can kind of bear with me. Whoops. I missed one here. Wait a second. Sorry. Yeah, I see what happened. Sorry. Okay. Psalm 83. As you can see here, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the most high over all the earth. Amen. 103:19, the Lord hath prepared his throne in heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Amen. Proverbs 19, there are many devices. Now look at this, in men's hearts, nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. That's supreme. There you go. There's sovereign. Supreme wisdom. Supreme power. So don't look at yourself. Don't look at the world around you. You'll go crazy. Rest in him. He's supreme. He's sovereign. He's with you. Oh, well, really? For sure. Yes. And this is just, I mean, this is just the most, you know, simple study, and this, you know, the Lord is, it's full of it. The word is just so beautiful. Amen. Isaiah 46, verse 9, remember the former things of old, for I am God and there's none else. I am God and there's none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, from the ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying my counsel is, shall stand. Amen. And I will do all my pleasure. So focus on this. Don't focus on what's around you and go crazy. Focus on this. Be mindful of him and his sovereignty and that he is so supremely in control. Of course, we couldn't leave this one out. Daniel, this matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men. He is supremely in control. He reigns, he rules, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basest of men. He is in control. Rest in him. Oh, here we go. Many times we get nervous, begin to think, well, it oughtn't to be this way, and we've got to make it this way or make it that way. Whoop, whoop, what happened here? Oh, he's okay. He's thank you. Does that sound familiar? Many times we get nervous and begin to think, well, it ought to be this way, and we've got to make it this way or that way. Oof. You don't have nothing to do into it. Just play our part that he leads us to play. Remember, there's nothing out of cater. The great omnipotent God knows just exactly before the foundation of the world that we would sit here tonight. He's infinite. He has to be. He cannot be infinite without knowing all things. And by his foreknowledge, he knew that this meeting would be here and perhaps ordained of him. I trust that it is to bring some more into his kingdom. Amen. Amen. Don't fret. Don't worry. Should it be this way or should it be that way? And you know how much the enemy can get us either looking back, trying to hit rewind in our minds and replay and think over things that are behind us, or worry about the bridge we're about to cross and things that are ahead. And he gets us all stewed up and worked up and no, just rest. He's in control. Hold his hand, walk with him. He's completely in control. I love what this next one, this is always Judges 14. Samson went down to Timnath and saw a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines, and he came up and told his father and his mother and said, I have seen a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. Now therefore, get her to me for her, get her for me to wife. Then his father and his mother said unto him, Is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren or among thy people that thou goest to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines? Oh my goodness, think about that. We just kind of rim through and oh, isn't that, I mean, imagine his parents. They're like just tearing their hair out. Their hair outs. Oh my goodness, this is terrible. What are you thinking? Come on. Samson said unto his father, Get her for me. She's pleased me well. But this his father and his mother knew not it was of the Lord. He is in control. It was of the Lord that he sought an occasion of against the Philistines, for at that time the Philistines had dominion over Israel. Oh my, how much, what a lesson for us. What a reminder. We would like to steer things so much, and we just want, if it's not going right according to our, then we're all worked up and upset. No, he's in control. The one who called the generations before time knows all things, sees all things, works all things, supremely in control, the present sovereign God. Amen. I hope this is a blessing. Here we go. So a common one again, but so true. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, and the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Oh, thank you, Lord. Rest in him. Hold his hand and let him lead. Here we go. Isaiah 54, 16, Behold, I think about this. I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the waster to destroy. We bow our heads. He is God completely. Now, I like this. What comes next? Rest. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. I don't care. The enemy doesn't have anything, we know that, on God. I don't care what tactic. I don't care what circumstance. Nothing will prevail over God and his plan. Sovereign grace, sovereign purpose, sovereign wisdom. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Don't you love him? Just bringing some rest tonight, I hope. Peace. Thank you, Lord. Jesus says in Matthew 10, Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father, but Zoe, the very hairs of your head. Think about that. Fear ye not. Therefore, ye are more valued than many sparrows. How much thought have you given to hair follicle number 532? Zero. Don't even know where it is. Don't. He knows. How supremely aware is he of the most small, minute, delicate detail of your life, the fabric of your being, emotional, you name it, completely. Completely aware, completely mindful, completely in control. Supreme sovereign grace. Amen. All right. We're actually, okay, just one or two more things. I might be done early tonight. I don't think that's okay. Putting on the whole armor of God, you can see here. Well, God, you know he's infinite. See, he don't have to do any. He don't have to think anything better. He just got the best to begin with. So you can't. I like that. Can't improve on it. Nothing can be done about it. He just gives us the best. That's his word. Amen. That's right. That's the word. That's the best that can be given. That is. God gives his people the very best, and that's what he's chosen for his kingdom, the very best. I'm so glad of it. I see God, our Father, the kingdom that we are delegates of, Amen. It says he's infinite. He's infinite. Now these nations keep building and studying and working and progging in science and everything like that. But you see, God being infinite, therefore he knows the end from the beginning. And before it ever happens, he knows how, when, and where. So we can rest assured that as long as we're in him, everything is going just fine. No need of being scared about anything. There isn't anything can bother us. Chew on it. Swallow it. So we're just resting peacefully like little children, and nothing can harm us. Isn't that rich? Isn't that beautiful? Oh, my. The present sovereign God, he is with us. He is completely and supremely in control. No matter how great, no matter how small, no matter what we face, no matter what we forget, what's around you, have your eyes fixed on him and be so convinced and at rest in his control and his wisdom and his might and his goodness. He is with you and he is for you. Amen. I want to close with just one more. This is kind of lengthy, so I didn't want to do this in slides, but I'll maybe read it. I'm going to put it out on Grace Ministries, and that might be the best. This is just, wow. And then everybody can go home and read it again, because it's a little long, I'm sorry, but I thought this was so beautiful. Here we go. These things saith, so this is an exposition of the seven church ages, Laodicean church age. These things saith a faithful and true witness. Now I want to show you what I find in the thought of faithful. You know, we often talk about a great unchanging God whose word who does not change. We speak of him after that manner. We often get a view of him that makes him seem very unpersonal. It is as though God made the whole universe and all the laws that pertain to it, and then stood back and became a great impersonal God. It is as though God made a way of salvation for lost mankind, that way being the cross, and then when the death of Christ has atoned for our sins and his resurrection gave us an open door to him, God just folded his arms and stood back. It is as if we majored in believing in a great creator who, having created, lost personal interest in his creation. That's really striking, isn't it? I think sometimes that's true. That now I say that is how too many people are apt to think, but that is wrong thinking. For God is governing in the affairs of man right now. He is both creator and sustainer. I love that. Colossians 1:16-17. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. He is a sovereign God. By his own counsel, he purposed the plan of salvation of his own elect, which he foreknew. The Son died upon the cross to establish the means of salvation in the Holy Spirit. I like this. Look at that. The Holy Spirit carefully executes the will of the Father. He is working all things at this moment according to the purpose of his own will. He is right in the midst of it all. Isn't that beautiful? Oh, he is right in the midst of it all. This is so beautiful. I lost my spot here. Hold on. Where did I go here? Yep, he is in the midst of his church. This great creator, savior God is faithfully working amongst his own right now as the great shepherd of the sheep. His very existence is for his own. He is for you. He loves them and cares for them. His eyes is ever upon them. When the word says that your lives are hid with Christ in God, it means exactly what it said. It says, I'm so glad that my God abides faithful. He is true to himself. He won't lie. He's true to the word. He will back it up. He's true to us. He will lose none of us, but raise it up in the last day. I'm glad that I'm resting in his faithfulness. Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Oh my, is that rich? Is that beautiful? Go back, go home, read it again. I just think that is just astounding. So, so, so magnificent. You know, he is, as he ends up there, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He is author. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. It's all him, start to finish. It's him. He is supreme. He is control. He is absolutely ordering your steps. The footsteps of a good man, as we read, are ordered, directed, ordained by God. So what you face, where you are, what you're going through, what you're going to face, it's his, it's him. Amen. You know, with all this in mind, I can't, if you would, one more, I don't know how we can leave this out. Didn't have it in the notes, but it just fits so perfectly. Let's turn to Romans chapter 8. We'll end there because that's, I think with all this, you know, in mind. Amen. Let's start with verse 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely, also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died, yet rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us? Who? From the love of Christ, shall tribulation or distress, persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, or fill in your own blank there, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Thank you, Jesus. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. He is present. He is sovereign. He is faithful. Again, what are you surrounded by? What are you facing? What is in your life tonight that you don't like, that you would like to change, that is not easy or comfortable? And we, yeah, go ahead. Oh, sure. Any, keep them coming. Anybody else? So let's turn to Romans 11. You said 33. Oh, yes. I actually had this in my heart. I didn't quite get into it into my notes, but oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. Oh, my. So true. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him? And it shall be recompensed unto him again. Amen. For of him, and through him, and to him are all things. To whom be glory forever. Ah, love it. Thank you, Lord. Of course, that just brought up another one to mind. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Of him are you in Christ Jesus. He did it. He's doing it. He's going to do it. All of it. Wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. How much? Complete. All of it. And it's his. 1 Timothy 6, 15 and 16. Keep them coming. This is good. The word stimulates. Oh, going the wrong direction. Sorry, say it, 1 Timothy 6, 15 and 16. Amen. For who only hath immortality dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, no, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. 15, sorry, did I, maybe you said that. which in this time shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords. Amen. Only potentate. So, yeah, thank you, Lord. I hope this is a blessing. Just savor these things. Rest in his complete. What does sovereign mean, Christian? Go ahead. You can... You're in front of Christians, so you can speak you can speak up, sister. I heard it. Yeah, just you know, supreme wisdom, supreme power, supreme dominion, supreme love. He is sovereign. He is in control. Amen. He rules the kingdoms of men. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just love to look into your word, Lord, to refocus, to adjust our perspectives, to, by faith, Lord, raise back up and into the heavenlies, Lord, with the wings of faith, Lord. Just help us tonight. I pray that you'd brood over your people and minister your word to each one as we have need of. Encourage our hearts, Lord, and I pray that you would just shake away and cleanse us of wrong thinking, Lord, and maybe ways where we've been looking in the natural with our own eyes and getting discouraged in the things around us. But Father, may we just be reminded of who we are, of your greatness, Lord, and how supremely in control you are, supremely good you are. Thank you, Lord. We just give you all honor and glory in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Could we sing? We, you know, the Nate, I'll probably need a little help. Be still and know that I am God. Be still. Still. And would you stand with me? That I am God. Be still and know. Take the word of God or what you see, what you believe is what will be. So set your wings to the winds of faith. You can fly. What's your cry? What's your mountain that's much too high? Speak the word of God, and by and by it will move or
of faith, watch the eagle in the sky. He does not struggle, he does not strive for the power that makes him rise is already in the sky. So set your wings to the winds of faith. You can fly in a higher place. Do not struggle, it's by grace. Of faith, watch the bride in this end time. She does not struggle, she does not strive for the power that makes her rise is already down inside. Set your wings to the winds of faith. You can fly in a higher place. Do not struggle, it's by grace. Set your wings.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Isn't he beautiful? Present, sovereign God, hold fast your confidence. He is with you. He is in control. Amen. Brother Greg, would you close for us tonight?
Amen. Don't you love him tonight?
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Another scripture came to mind.
Amen.
Is that, it says that a man deviseth his ways, but the Lord directeth his steps. You know, and sometimes there's a little course correction in one's life. And that's of God too. Amen? Because he's sovereign. He knows, again, the end from the beginning. He has a purpose in all things. Amen. Let's bow our heads.
Thank you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, again, we just thank you for your encouraging word. It encourages us. We know, Lord, that your faithfulness, for you are faithful. We know that your ways are perfect. And we know, Lord, that things will turn out exactly how you intended them to turn out. And to that, Lord, we give you praise. And to that, Lord, we put our rest in your sovereignty, in your might, your power, Lord. And you have all of us something, Lord, that you want to fulfill in us. And to that end, Lord, we pray that you help us to submit ourselves fully, that we may walk in the full obedience, that will, Lord, can be done, which we know it will be done. But we want it to be done, Lord, cooperating with it, Father. Help us, Father, we pray. Be with each one, Lord, as we go. And just keep working on us, Father. Keep reminding us these things.
Yes.
And Father, inspire us exactly to the footsteps, the places that you want us to walk. Grant it, Lord. To you be all the glory and the honor and the praise.
Amen.
This we ask in the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. God bless you.